Hey everyone, this is Kevin.
This is Matthew.
This is Eric. Welcome to Generation Gap.
Hey everyone, how's it going? Today we are going to talk a little bit about kind of touching on subjects that we have previously, kind of with the cell phones and with the TV and, you know, all sorts of other stuff. Today I am welcomed by Eric and my other son, Matthew. Lissa she's a big girl now, so she's at work. You guys say hi.
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 But yeah, today, what are we talking about, guys?
Technology.
Just technology, right? Yep. Just the advancement of technology and how far it's come throughout the years, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of start this off, kind of ask you guys, like, what do you think exactly advancing technology is?
Like, what do you mean, advancing?
Okay, so elaborate on that a little bit more. Something that used to be not as good getting better. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
What about you, Eric? You got any other thoughts on it? So yeah, like I would say that technology is kind of like the advancement of kind of the intelligence of our species and how we can make things better. And it's involved by building new items, inventing certain items, like realizing there's a better way to do something than what you've done previously, even if it's an entire different way that you don't really realize. But do you guys have some examples on what y'all think technology has advanced on?
Phones, yeah.
Yeah, see,
and
that,
cars.
That was covered in phones, because me and Lissa, we talked about, there was, you know, the first cell phone. The very first one that I read when we did that episode, it was in a bag, and it took a year to charge it, and you only had 30 minutes of talk time on it. How are phones now?
They're easy to charge. You can have more talk time than last.
And of course, you know, you can fit them all in your pocket. Everybody has one. They're affordable. There's also other features that really blows my mind when it comes to phones. Like look at the Apple iWatch.
Yeah.
Like, your phone connects to a watch, and you can talk and text and do everything you can on the phone on a watch that's on your wrist. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, we have kind of touched on this about other episodes, like the video game episode that we were talking about, you know. Video game started with just like a joystick and just little pongs, you know, ting ting ting, like, and now it's evolved into like everything looks real. And even on that note, they have VR out now, virtual reality. You put goggles on, you have little sticks, and you can sit in a room but be in the video game. And like, that's crazy. Like, there's crazy stuff with that. Kind of another thing I wanted to touch on with it is kind of like we were talking about movies with Lissa, and you know, movies they had horrible graphics back in the day.
Terrible.
You know, we increased the technology on that. Like, we increased the way that you can bring in something that's not real, computer animate it, you know, make it into something, and put it on a screen and make it look almost like it's supposed to be there. Meanwhile, you got these actors over there acting to, what, nothing?
Yeah.
They gotta just, all right, just say your lines, but look this way, and we'll make it look like they're putting their head on your shoulder or something.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not to mention, most of that stuff is done with the motion suits.
Oh.
You know what the motion suits are once I tell you. They're the black suits that people put on, and they have like the little balls all over them.
Oh, yeah.
And then they do different like motions, and that thing will motion with it. Like, have you ever seen the motion suit for the Twilight like New Moon movie? It shows Bella Swan, which, you know, is actually Kristen Stewart in real life, and Taylor Lautner was playing Jacob in the movie, and he was a wolf. And there's a scene where she's standing there, like, looking at the enemy coming up. And the wolf walks up next to her. And she, like, puts her head on him and, like, snuggles against him and, like, rubs his head. Yeah. And if you watch the actual motion suit video of that, Taylor Lautner's in the motion suit and walks up next to her. And she just puts her head on his shoulder and starts patting his head. It looks so stupid, yeah. But once it actually gets in the movie, it looks really real. Yeah. But, like, God, if you watch those motion capture videos, it's hilarious. So, do you think there's, like, stuff that's advanced? Like, when you think technology, is it only electrical stuff?
No.
Like, what would you think technology would be? Like, without being just electrical.
Like, solar?
Well, I mean, solar's still electrical. Oh. It's just making something electrical through the means of the sun. I mean, the sun powers it, but it's still electrical. But think about it this way: what about tires on a car? Is that technology?
No.
It is.
It's run by technology.
No, it is technology. An advancement in technology is, just like I said, it's anything that we used to do not as good, and you can do it better now because we figured out a way to do it. It's like throwing in the engineering and technology side of things. Because there used to be a caveman sitting out there, couldn't lug his stuff around. So what did he do? He built a rock and made it a circle, and it turned into a wheel. And that's the first wheel that ever happened. Which, I mean, that's not a documented case. Nobody knows when the first wheel came out, but that's the first wheel. So they started using them, and then they turned into wood later, and then later on they turned into more rubber, and now they're like special types of wheels, and you know, even now there's like self-inflating wheels. Like, yeah. if you hit a nail or something and your tire pressure all goes down, it'll re-inflate itself for like a certain amount of miles before it'll finally just give out.
That's insane.
But I mean, there's just so much stuff. It's just technology has gone so far. Because, I mean, like, when I was a kid, how do you guys, say you're coming across a school project, you're, like, in English, and she says, define fathomable. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do that?
Search it up on your computer, phone.
Do you know how I did that when I was a kid?
How?
Okay, so... If you had to search the definition of a word, you would either hope that you have a dictionary around, or you would have to go to the library and find a dictionary to get the definition of the word. And here's the stupid part. So in a dictionary, it has... dictionaries have updated their stuff since then, but it just had the word and the definition of the word. Well, if your teacher says, okay, well, I want you to find this word, but I want you to find it's something that means the same, but it's a different way to say it. Mm-hmm. Could you do that on your phone too?
Yeah.
Like a synonym?
Yeah.
Or an antonym, even at that? Mm-hmm. Like find something on the alternative end?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you couldn't do that when I was a kid. So you found the dictionary, you found that word, but you don't know what a synonym or an antonym is for it. Yeah. So you would have to pull out a thesaurus. I can't speak today, but a thesaurus.
What is a thesaurus?
A thesaurus is a book where you open it up, you find what word you're looking for, and it gives you suggestions on other words that mean the same thing, but are different words. Mm-hmm. Like if I looked up quickly in a thesaurus, mm-hmm. then next to it would just have like quick running, rapidly, you know, stuff like that. Like it would give words that are like a lot closer together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like there's a lot of stuff. Guns are so much better now than they used to be. I mean, even that was before I was like a little, but like, you know, back in the early ages, you had a musket.
Yeah.
What's a musket, Eric?
I don't know.
You don't know what a musket is? Do you know what a musket is?
It gets loaded a different way.
Yeah, it's all in those colonial type guns.
Yeah.
And how did they load them back then?
they have to like get the thing and put it through the.
So basically, you would have a flint on your gun, mm-hmm. and a striker on your gun, and you would get these little pouches of basically paper and put gunpowder on them. And then you find another thing of paper, and they'd have your pellets in them that you would need. Mm-hmm. And on the gun, there's a long stick that comes with it.
Yeah.
And you put the gunpowder in, and then you gotta pull that stick out and beat it down to the very bottom where it's touching that flint, that striker flint. And then you'd have to pull that stick out and then put in your pellets and then bring the stick back in and push it all down to where it'd be in front of them. That way, whenever the gunpowder exploded, it would explode the BBs down the chamber to your target.
Yeah.
So it was literally like a minute or so of a reload time if you're quick about it. That's if you're quick.
Yeah.
So it's like, nowadays you got freaking fully automatic weapons that you can just reel in and just hold the button down, it's just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's crazy. Because even the first Gatling guns, mm-hmm. you know, like the 50 caliber turrets that you can just shoot a lot?
Yeah.
The first Gatling guns, they were made during, like, the whole, like, Wild West times. Mm-hmm. And in order to shoot those, you would have them on a reel, mm-hmm. and you would load it to where it'd come off the reel, but it had a crank on it.
Yeah, you had to crank
it. So you'd have to crank it, and it would just keep hitting each bullet as it cranked over.
Oh, yeah. Seen that on a movie.
But yeah, I mean, technology has gone a far, far away. Like
TVs.
How do you get your food now? Even look at that. Just how do you get your food now?
You can order it. You can go to stores.
Okay, but even if you go to stores, they got everything already there, right?
Yeah.
They got your different types of foods. They got your produce. They got your meat already cut up and ready for you just to throw on a grill. Mm-hmm. And they didn't used to have that.
They used to have
you and your brothers would go out hunting in the morning, and hopefully you caught something to bring back for mama to cut up and fix later. So here's a dead rabbit, mama. Go ahead and skin that and get the meat off of it, and then we'll have lunch. You know, just it's crazy. Like and you'd have to farm your own crops and everything like that. But like, you don't have to do any of that now. Heck, I could hit a button on this phone, and just be like, hey, DoorDash, bring me food.
Yeah, DoorDash.
Like, we have people that can just go and buy stuff and give it to us.
Yeah.
It's really crazy to think about. But yeah, like, what do you think has come a long way since, like, way back when? Like, what's an example you think has come a long way that we haven't really talked about?
TVs?
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
when TVs. I was a kid, do you know what my TV looked like?
Box.
It was a big old box, man.
Big old box.
You'd have this big old, like, curved, like, lens screen coming out at you, and then it had probably like 2 to 3 foot coming off the back of just TV back there, because it's like a whole projector back there. Now, I've actually seen a video of a guy that took one of those TVs into Best Buy to see if they could fix it because it stopped working, mm-hmm. and they kicked him out because they thought that he was joking with them. Because they don't make anything like that anymore. Everything is flat screen, LCD, LED, whatever. It's crazy. But yeah, TV's gone a long way. What about you, Eric? What do you think's come a long way?
Computers.
Computers, yeah. Because computers, the first ever computer took up a whole room.
What the heck?
And there was no internet back then. Like, internet, it was established later on. Computer was just there just to type words, process stuff, do calculations, whatever. But it took up a whole room, and that's as much processing as they could do with it. Now, I mean, basically, the thing about nowadays that I'm, like, kind of whatever with, you know, I mean, aside from the gaming, which is slowly integrating itself to it, the phone is just... It does the same thing that your computer will do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically everything except for playing games. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's so many games that are coming out with mobile-type stuff that it... And, I mean, you can even connect your PlayStation controller or your Xbox controller to your phone now.
Yeah.
Like, you can play whatever on your phone. It's crazy. I mean, the phone is everybody's whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So... I mean, it's pretty crazy. But we're going to take a second, go on break, and then when we come back, I'm going to I got a few little questions I want to ask, and I'm kind of see where they go. So we'll see you guys here in a minute. And we're back. So yeah, during the break, I was sitting there thinking about it. There's one big topic, like real big topic in technology that we haven't discussed. And what y'all want to take a guess on what big topic I'm talking about? I mean, there's so many that we could do, but there's one big one. It's probably one of the biggest. Got any ideas?
Cars.
Well, cars have come a long way, but I mean, even at cars, I mean.
Houses?
Houses too, but I mean, that's all stuff. I mean, we could sit here and talk about everything that's come a long way, but I would say that one of the biggest things that have taken the biggest leaps, especially here lately, is medical care. I mean, think about it, man. Like, back in the day, they didn't know what was wrong with you. They're all like, all right, just go home, you're gonna die.
Okay.
I mean, they couldn't figure it out. Now you can give them a drop of blood, even though they normally take a whole vial, and I normally feel like they're gonna take all of it out because mm-hmm. I start getting tired afterwards. But whatever. But but yeah, just from your blood, they can tell so many things about you. Yeah. They can tell you like what certain levels are on you, like if you're eating enough of this type of food, or if you have cancerous cells in your body, or you know, like crazy stuff that you wouldn't imagine. Like when Mama was pregnant with Wyatt, mm-hmm. like normally you have to wait until you get almost, I think it's like 4 months or so,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know exactly how long it is, but. But I know somewhere down the line you actually have an ultrasound and they can see what the baby is because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But with Wyatt, we were just like maybe a month or two in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, we can tell you what the baby's like sex is going to be based off of your blood work.
Dang.
Like we can tell how much testosterone or hormones or whatever is in there. And it'll be able to tell us if your baby's going to be a boy or a girl. Just from blood, like they can tell you what the baby is gonna be almost immediately.
Insane.
Yeah, and I mean they're coming with breakthroughs with new stuff every day. The COVID stuff hitting. I mean they've come out with the vaccine kind of faster than any other vaccine it has been before. So, you know, I'm still debating on whether I need to get that or not because I'm not sure if I trust something that hasn't been tested thoroughly yet.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking probably should just because I don't want to get anybody else in trouble, you know. I don't want to be the cause of somebody getting sick or even dying. But yeah, really, like there's so much that technology has given us. I mean, you said cars, they used to go probably 20 miles an hour and have little. Wooden wheels and kind of look like a carriage that'll take you down the street to now you got Elon Musk coming out with stuff that drives by itself.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like you can say take me home and it can drive through traffic and not hit anything and take you home.
That's crazy.
Like that's sick. And houses, you're talking about houses are bigger now, they're better now. Yeah. You can connect them to your Amazon Alexa, which is another thing that's just it's crazy. I mean think about it, like you're like, oh man, I just want to know how much a zebra baby eats just randomly. And you're just like, hey Alexa, how much does a zebra baby eat? And she's all like, a zebra baby will eat. It's like crazy.
Yeah, it tells you anything. Yeah.
Like you can literally just talk out loud and you have something that's going to give you an answer for anything you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can connect all the houses and stuff to Alexa now. So it's like you can literally walk in and say, Alexa, turn on the lights. I mean, Alexa, turn the heater up. Turn the AC up. Like, turn on my TV. Turn it to channel so-and-so. And everything changes because you're talking to this little cylinder.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, it's sick, dude. But yeah, like, I kind of wanted to know what's futuristic to y'all? Like, where do y'all think the technology is going? Like, what do you think's gonna be, the world's gonna be here in 30 years or 20 years or, you know, whatever?
Flying cars.
Flying cars?
Yeah, flying cars.
Man, you still on that kick, huh?
Yeah.
Flying cars, what else? What do you think would be cool to see? What about phones? Where do you think phones are gonna be?
I don't even know. Phones.
Yeah, like how far more forward can they go? See, honestly, the only thing I can think of with the next step is step for phones is like if they implant them in your head.
Yeah, or in your arm.
Or in your arm or something, yeah, and you can see it through your eyeballs, and you're just like, you're like, oh, that's what's happening on Facebook.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
The only thing that's going to be a problem is everybody trying to take selfies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how are you going to take a selfie? Like, blink twice in the mirror. You gotta shut one eye and click your teeth or something in order to do a screenshot.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, but I mean, phones could go far. What about video games? Where do you think video games should go? What do you think would be a good one for video games? I'll tell you what I want, but I just want to see what you guys want with it.
Video games are just good right now.
No. They have so much room for improvement.
Yeah,
Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I fully see video games like becoming like VR like they are right now.
Yeah.
Like that's going to start being the new normal. Like everybody's going to start playing VR mm-hmm. like in the next few years probably. I would guess. But my big thing that I've always wanted full submersion virtual reality.
What would that be?
That would be like you putting on a headset mm-hmm. and you laying down on your bed and saying game start, and then you just stay laying down the whole time, but everything in your mind that's going on is going on in the video game.
Oh, yeah,
like you are a game character.
Oh, that would be, I've always wanted to do that.
Like that would be sick, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like you just laying down in real life just on your bed, and you just go into the game and you're like all right, I'm gonna jump off this building and come down on this guy with a sword and take him out, or shoot this guy, or you know, even if they just had like virtual rooms where you could just go in there and like have avatars and stuff and just talk to people and hang out with other people, like that would be crazy.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
And the whole time you're just laying down on your bed. Like, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
And I say that would be amazing, but I don't see it very far-fetched.
Yeah.
I think it could happen.
It could probably happen.
Because, see, when I was a kid, the flying cars have been... It's been a thing, man.
Yeah.
Everybody ever has always been talking about, oh, flying cars this. Like, even if you go back and watch some of our movies from the past... Like back in the 90s or 80s or something, mm-hmm. then they'll pop forward to like 2012, and they'll be like, yeah, he just flew in off of his car,
yeah,
and all this stuff, and you're just all like, man, it's gonna be a reality. 2012 hit, we got nothing. Mm-hmm. We got nothing but a concept for a car that might be able to drive you by itself, but it wasn't here yet.
Yeah,
they're here now, but I mean. Houses and I mean there's a lot of stuff, like even look at what COVID did to y'all. Look at the technology that way, from school wise. What happened with y'all during school?
Well, we had to stay home and do it on computers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think we could have done that when I was a kid?
Nope.
We didn't have any technology set up to where you could.
Yeah. No iPad.
Like. We didn't, like, even our computers, like, they barely had a webcam that you could connect one, like, two people to, like, one on one side, one on the other, but that was it. Like, they didn't have, like, a giant group thing or like, you know, like, y'all did the class, it was Google Classroom?
Yeah, Google Classroom.
Yeah, like, they didn't have all that.
Yeah, nothing like that.
But you guys literally had to sit home and say, all right, well, I'm gonna sleep in until my class, and my class is always a little bit late, and all right, well, there's that class. I can watch them do it, and then I can stay in the comfort of my own home and do all my stuff, and I don't have to worry about it. Like, that's crazy. They even talked about I mean, they decided against it eventually, but they talked about just making that the new normal for school, just people staying home the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was kind of in beta testing. Like, they decided to give it a chance to see how it happened. And exactly what happened was exactly what I predicted happening, which was not just some of my kids, but a lot of other kids all started failing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's so much temptation at home.
Yeah.
You're not in a classroom setting. You don't have to worry about the teacher getting on to you. You can just black out your camera and do whatever you want.
Play video games.
You black out your camera and mute the audio or whatever. And you just say, hey, I'm listening to you. But, I mean, not really paying attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I knew that was going to happen. But think about this, though. If that video game thing happened that we were talking about, that full dive stuff,
mm-hmm.
people would literally never have to leave their house.
Yeah.
Except for to get food.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, all right, I'm going to lay down. I'm going to go to the virtual world. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, it's gotten far enough along to where we can be like, all right, well, I'm going to go to school in the virtual world because my teacher's in there teaching a class and all these other avatars and friends of my age are in there. So my parents said it's okay that I can just switch over to virtual school and we can all just go into a virtual classroom.
That would be amazing.
I mean, I may be sitting here looking like Super Mario, but I'm going to learn something today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, I would love that to happen. Maybe next 10 years.
Yeah. Something, it's going to be years that you won't be in school anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's too far down the line. But see, a lot of people get scared of that type of stuff. They don't want stuff implanted in them and stuff. You know, there's certain people that they're against it because, you know, it's against their religion. Or they don't think it's moral because, you know, one of the biggest things that we have is we have a lot of, like, people that can hack stuff.
Yeah.
You know, certain games and stuff that I had whenever I was talking to Eric and Cody about it during that video game episode that me and Mama play Apex, and it was shut down because hackers jumped on there and shut it down and really, like, messed it up. So if they can do that now, what's to stop them from doing that to something that's implanted in your head?
Yeah, that'd be
like
scary.
Your body and your mind are hacked and taken over. So if somebody does have that power and you have, like, say, like a corrupt government,
mm-hmm.
then what's to stop them from just controlling the whole nation? That's one thing that's always going to stop people from doing it.
Yeah.
So I could see it happening with the technological advancements. I just don't know if they're going to do it from people's moral standpoints.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it would be cool. So, I mean, that's kind of a give or take about, you know, the technology aspect of things that we're doing and whatnot, but I mean, I think it's cool, man. I think it's cool that as a society, as humanity, we have just been steadily increasing. But the one question we're always going to have to ask ourselves is, when is too much?
Yeah.
Like, when is it going to be so far in technology, you know, that we basically render ourselves obsolete as a human species? Because
mm-hmm.
right now, we're having machines do work for us in warehouses.
Yeah.
That we designed. We're having cars that drive themselves. Like, we have all the phones and stuff that'll give us all the answers.
Yep.
Like, when do we stop being humans and just solely rely on technology? I mean, some people believe that that's going to be, like, the next stage in human evolution.
Yeah, probably.
So, I'm not sure. I guess we'll just see how it plays out. But, well, I was very irresponsible today. And I forgot to come up with a dad joke. So, do you either one of y'all have a dad joke that y'all want to come out with?
I don't know any.
I mean, I have a few that I might be able to hit up from times in the past, but I'm just wondering if y'all have any. You have any, Eric?
Nope.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just pull up one that I used to have. All right. I'm gonna let you know. Yeah. So, how do you follow Will Smith through the snow?
I don't know.
You follow the Fresh Prince.
Oh, that was so dumb.
Oh,
I don't even understand it. How do you even understand it?
He was the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. Oh. I didn't get it at first, so I didn't know.
And that has been the dad joke of the day. Alright guys, we're going to go ahead and close this out. Thanks everybody for listening to this week's episode of Generation Gap. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, then be sure to leave a positive review to help our podcast grow. Be sure to stop in every Monday at 8 a.m. Central, where we will just continue to discuss hits, trends, media, and so much more related to our generations. Thank you, and we hope to see all you guys there. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.